And as every Thursday, we bring you now a regular segment on arts and culture. For a Spanish newspaper, books by 8 Argentine writers are among the most relevant of the century. A set of books by Adolfo Bioy Casares, Juan José Saer, María Gainza, Ricardo Piglia, Samantha Schweblin, César Aira, Juana Vignozzi, and Rafael Spregelbord were chosen among the most relevant titles of the first 2 decades of the 21st century, according to a jury integrated by 84 literary experts. This list was published on the cultural supplement of Spanish daily El País. A volume called Borges, released in 2006, in which Adolfo Bioy Casares writes and presents kind of a biography of Jorge Luis Borges, with material extracted from the notebooks in which he recorded regular conversations that he had with Borges, ranked 8 in the overall list. The list is headed by 2,666 by Roberto Bolaño. That's book number 1, the most relevant according to El País so far in the 21st century. The first 10, the top 10, includes W.G. Sebald's Austerlitz, Anne Carson's The Beauty of the Husband, Mario Vargas Llosa, The Feast of the Goat, Ian McEwan's Atonement, Emmanuel Carrere's Limonov, and Javier Maria's Your Face Tomorrow. Films from Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Costa Rica are nominated for the Ibero-American Goya Prize. They are competing for the best Ibero-American feature film following nominations that were announced on Tuesday. The movies are Argentina's The Odyssey of the Fools, directed by Sebastián Borenstein, Chile's Spider, Araña, by Andrés Wood, Colombia's Monos, Monkeys, by Alejandro Landes, and Costa Rica's El Despertar de las Hormigas, The Ants' Awakening, which was directed by Antonella Sudasasi. The films were chosen by the Spanish Film Academy. All of these movies are also the representatives of their own countries in the Oscars, the upcoming Oscars. Last Saturday saw the opening of the Guadalajara International Book Fair, which is considered to be the largest in the Spanish-speaking world. The 33rd edition opened last Saturday with a ceremony in which Mexican poet David Huerta was recognized and decorated for his career. Huerta, who was born in Mexico DF in 1949, received the FIL Prize for Literature in Romance Languages, and he said he was grateful to be part of the list of celebrated authors who have won this award in the past. Huerta is the author of stories and books such as Cuaderno de Noviembre, November's Notebook, released in 1976, 1978's Version, and Incurable, 1987. The poet, who's also an essayist and a translator, whose poetic work is included in The Stain on the Mirror, La Mancha en el Espejo, was recognized, according to the jury, for his impetus, ambition, and fraternal intelligence, and also, of course, for his poetic trajectory. And there is a proposal to declare Mafalda intangible cultural heritage of Argentina. Luis Borsani, a lawmaker in the province of Mendoza, or for the province of Mendoza, has submitted a bill to declare Mafalda as intangible cultural heritage of the Argentine nation. He also asked to declare of national interest the preservation, promotion, and diffusion of the character created by Joaquín Salvador Lavado Tejón, who's mainly known by his nickname of Kino. Let's recall that Mafalda was first published as a cartoon strip on the Leoplan magazine. The date was September 29, 1964. Mafalda represented the daughter of a typical middle-class Argentine family of the 1960s, with her parents and her younger brother Guillermo Guille. She had several friends: Susanita, Libertad, Miguelito, Felipe, Manolito, who all had personalities of their own and stories of their own. The popularity of the character extended to all Latin America and some European countries as well: Spain, France, Greece, Italy, just to mention a few. Mafalda also was translated into more than 30 languages. And finally, as part of this segment on culture and arts, the 12th edition of Argentina's Comic-Con opens this Friday at the Costa Salguero Center in the city of Buenos Aires, with a classic offer of activities and characters from the entire spectrum of pop culture. And there are several important international guests, among which Superman actor Henry Cavill stands out. The 36-year-old performer arrives in the region to promote an action series, a sci-fi series, The Witcher, in which he plays the main character, a monster hunter called Geralt de Rivia. The 12th edition of the most important pop culture convention in Argentina will have recognized international and domestic guests in a context of events and activities with 200 stands featuring comics, collectibles, toys, cosplay contests. There is a space for announcing important news related to film and TV.